Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of TriSceptor Productions or the Superhuman Channel. TriSceptor Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
And it's Friday, which means I'm joined by the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo. Hi, Elisa.
Hi, Carl.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Fantastic. Fantastic. And we have an exciting show planned today. We actually are breaking with tradition. We are going to have two different guests on the show today.
Yes.
That's pretty exciting.
That is. Okay, so today is Good Friday.
Yes.
Did you fast today?
No, but I do remember when I was in parochial school, you were supposed to fast on Good Friday.
I fasted yesterday.
You missed a day.
I missed a day.
You fasted, you bridged right in between Passover and Easter, so you kind of fasted for both holidays.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, you're supposed to fast on Good Friday, which shows you that fasting has been around for a very, very long time.
Yes.
Nothing new. Anyway.
Well, it's really a form of intermittent fasting because they eat one meal, don't they?
Fish.
It
has to be fish.
They
yeah.
break their fast with fish after the service.
Right. In fact, I'll tell you something that you probably don't remember because you're not old enough, but when I was a young man, calendars, those calendars that we got from the I went to parochial school for the first 8 years of school.
Uh-huh.
We got calendars from school. And Friday, you were supposed to eat fish only. You weren't supposed to eat meat
during
or
Lent.
Chicken. Yeah.
During Lent.
No. Every Friday.
Oh, really?
Every
not
Friday.
Just during Lent.
If you were a real good Catholic, you did not eat meat or chicken or pork on Friday. You ate only fish. And so the calendars back in the day when I was in grammar school had a little blue picture of a fish on the day Friday because that's what you were supposed to eat on Friday.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, so Sunday is Easter, and a lot of people give Easter lilies as gifts
right.
on Easter Sunday. And if you have a cat at home, you should beware because the FDA announced on Monday that the Easter lilies are poisonous to cats if they eat them.
Now, have we known this all along, or did we just figure this out?
No, I think we've known it all along, but they did make the announcement on Monday.
That's something. And mm-hmm. cats love to nibble on plants and stuff, right?
It says that Easter lilies lead to vomiting and frequent urination and eventually destroying the kidneys. And it's just not Easter lilies. It's also tiger lilies, Asiatic lilies, day lilies, and Japanese show lilies.
So lilies in general are toxic to cats.
Mm-hmm. So be careful if you have a cat at home. Even if they lick it, there's grains. It kind of
like
looks
pollen almost.
Kind of looks like pollen.
Mm-hmm.
That because the way the lilies kind of droop over, it drips kind of down to the floor.
Mm-hmm.
That could fall on the pet's
food.
No, well, it can fall on their food, but it can fall on their fur as well. And if they lick it,
that
will be poisonous as well.
So I guess the takeaway is don't buy lilies and bring them in your home if you have a cat.
Exactly.
Period. End of story.
And don't plant them in your yard. Like day lilies are planted in our yard.
Right.
But don't plant them in the yard.
Well, we have a couple cats in the neighborhood that pee around the pool, and the pool stinks. So maybe we should plant lilies around the pool.
There are day lilies. Maybe I should. No, that's not nice.
I know. I'm just joking. Anyway, so you went to a traditional grocery store this past week.
I did.
How long has it been since you've been in truthfully?
I mean,
other than buying, like, water. We buy bottled water in the
grocery store. I don't typically shop at a traditional grocery store. But yesterday, I needed food for dinner, and I didn't have time to go to Whole Foods or Trader Joe's, so I went to the traditional grocery store. It was kind of in my path on the way home. So I'm looking for some healthy things. Like, I was making a salad, so your daughter was coming over, and she wouldn't like, because I typically just have vinegar and oil.
Right.
But I thought, well, I'd get dressing because
she
we didn't
dressing.
Have any.
Yeah, kids like dressing.
Kids like dressing. So I'm looking through all the ingredients. First of all, the ingredient list are like paragraph long.
Yeah.
And there's so much junk in
there. That little bottle.
In that little bottle of dressing, right. So one thing, a lot of them, the very first ingredient was either soybean oil or canola oil. And if it wasn't the first ingredient, it was among the top five ingredients.
Right.
So on every single one, there was one that I finally found that only had three ingredients. It was lemon, oregano, and olive oil.
Right.
So that's the one I ended up getting. But it took me forever to, you know, to go through all these different bottles.
How many people do you, okay, so that was just one item.
Right.
The average mom goes to the store and probably has to buy at least a dozen different items. If you had to really estimate how long it took you to find that particular olive oil, that particular dressing in the shelves of dressing, how long did it take you?
Oh, a good
15 minutes?
No, maybe 10. But it wasn't just the dressing. So I wanted to
hold on just 1 second. So the average mom goes and has to buy a dozen things every day. So if she had to take 10 minutes to read the labels the first time until they figure out what they want in that category, you're talking about 2 hours at the grocery store to buy 12 things.
It took me longer at the grocery store. I should have just driven across town to the Trader Joe's
right.
or Whole Foods.
Right.
I should have done that.
Right.
So as I was getting ready to say, I wanted to make some deviled eggs. And so there was olive oil, mayo, and I thought, well, I can use that.
Right.
So I pick it up and I look at the ingredients. It had soybean oil in it, or some of them had canola oil in them.
Did the canola oil or soybean oil precede the olive oil, or was it after the olive oil?
The olive oil was like the last ingredient.
See, and this
and
is
it
what
says
this
on big label on the very front label. It says olive oil. It should say soybean oil
right.
because that's what the predominant
oil
was.
Right, and this is why I love the FDA. Like the FDA allows companies to lie to us blatantly. It's like, if I told you in a business deal, I'm handing you a stack of bills to pay for something, and the bills on the outside are $100 bills, but inside are all singles, you would feel like you're getting robbed, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the FDA lets food companies rob us every single day by allowing them to put things on labels in big letters, acting like this is what you're buying. And then unless you know, caveat emptor, unless you read the label.
Well, let's go here. Okay, so cereal companies can say they're heart healthy.
Yes.
But Diamond Walnuts cannot say
that. There he goes, Diamond. We're going to start calling you Elisa Diamond Walnuts Advocate Profumo. We have to get Diamond Walnuts to at least send you a bag of walnuts for all the plugs you give them. It's unbelievable. But no, you're right. I mean, this is the FDA. This is the Food and Drug Administration. They are the firewall between companies who would take advantage of consumers and poison them and the consumers. And if they were a hatch on a submarine, all of the sailors in the submarine would drown within the first 10 seconds as the submarine goes down because they'd let all the water in. I mean, it's terrible.
It is awful.
Anyway, so and then obviously oils are the biggest offenders in some of these foods, right?
Exactly. And so when I posted my granola recipe this week, and
which by the way is so flippin' delicious. I mean, it and you didn't even use butter in it. You used coconut oil.
I used coconut oil.
But it's buttery tasting. I don't like granola as a rule.
Well, we don't eat oats all the time, but
breakfast usually oatmeal, right?
Right,
like,
right.
Especially
just
if you're training.
Right, if you're training hard.
But oh my God, this granola is unbelievable.
Well, I was trying to decide when I put together this recipe, what to use, and I like the flavor of coconut, so I thought, well, and coconut oil is heat stable,
right?
And you have to bake it at a low temperature, but it's
still
in there for a long time,
right?
So I decided to go with the coconut oil, and mixed with the almond butter, it tastes incredible.
Yeah.
But so when I was making this, I thought olive oil, no, because olive oil wouldn't go with the flavors,
especially the olive oil we use that tastes like olives.
It tastes just like olives.
Right.
But anyway, so I came across this article about different oils. And then also Alex put in our newsletter something about the trans fats.
Let's plug the newsletter. For those of you who don't know this, Alex Leaf is a very, very brilliant person who actually writes brilliantly as well. He is now putting his own little excerpts and summaries in the newsletter.
He does such a great job.
Yeah, and if you're not getting our newsletter, you're missing an opportunity to get the real meat of science being published in the media. You won't get this same story from the media. You'll get a different spin from the media than you'll get from our newsletter. You'll get the truth from our newsletter. Go to supremeradio.com to sign up for our newsletter. You have to go all the way down to the bottom of the website on the right-hand side, but you need to join. Alex Leaf is doing an amazing job with the newsletter. Okay, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, it's okay. So anyway, so I was just looking at this article, and I guess butter is heat, very heat stable too, but it turns kind of a different color.
Browns. You just have to be careful how the key with butter is not to get your pan too hot too fast. If you gradually bring the pan's heat up and just watch the color of the butter to be the indicator of when to stop at that temperature, you're fine. And butter is the best thing to cook in or saute in because it is more heat stable than just about anything else.
The olive oil, you just have to be careful that it doesn't go rancid on you. And if you do heat that, it makes it rancid.
Yeah, olive oil is not really a good oil to cook things in if you're going to be cooking them in higher temperatures.
There was a study that was in Tuesday's newsletter. Did you want to talk about
that? Well, it's really interesting. So, you know, I want to differentiate a couple things. First of all, not all trans fats are bad. Okay? There are actually trans fats found in grass-fed, grass-finished beef and grass-fed, grass-finished milk.
Mm-hmm.
So the trans fats that we're really talking about here are the man-made trans fats. Man makes trans fats to stabilize oils to act like saturated fats, like coconut oil and butter, for instance, because coconut oil and butter are bad for you, according to the mainstream, which is complete BS.
But Smart Balance is not bad for you.
So they hydrogenate, remove the omega-3 portion of the oils, hydrogenate it, and kind of whip it into this solid form, and it stays solid at room temperature. And this is the stuff that's usually found in processed foods. So it's too hard to get into the whole which trans fats are good or which trans fats are bad at this moment. However, when we talk about trans fats in this context, we're talking about the bad stuff, the stuff that you find in processed foods. There's a great article in our newsletter that shows consumption of trans fats and cholesterol based on geography, where you live. So if you look at the map on trans fats, again, percentage of energy in adults greater than, equal to, or greater than 20 years old. North America, red and light red are like high concentrations of trans fats, and then dark red, like almost cranberry, is like the highest, right? North America is, United States is that light red. Canada is a dark red. Canada consumes more trans fats than the U.S., and Mexico consumes more trans fats than the U.S. Again, the bad trans fats. You know who consumes more than the rest of the world?
Did you say Egypt?
Egypt and Pakistan. They are in the cranberry color, which is 24.5% of their diet is coming from trans fats. How can that be? Are they consuming nothing but processed foods? Now, I believe the Egyptians because they were the civilization that gave us the toothbrush because they were the first civilization to experience and keep in mind, not tooth decay, because tooth decay occurred when we went from hunter-gatherers to persistence farmers. Okay, once we started growing single crops to survive on, that is when teeth started getting bad. What is the dental caries? Is that the right word?
Uh-huh, that's correct.
But
cavities.
Yeah.
Yes.
Egypt, they took cavities to a whole new game. They had tooth rot that looked like meth head tooth rot. They had, because they ate so much sweets and sugar and so on, that they invented the toothbrush. So I believe Egypt seems to indulge in really, really bad things for some reason. I don't know why. But Pakistan, really? Where are they getting all their processed food from?
I don't know.
It's baffling to me.
Go ahead.
But I was just going to say, it's amazing. You need to get a copy of the newsletter and then click the full text to see the images. But really, we are pretty bad when it comes to eating the unhealthy trans fats in the United States still today, even though they're supposed to be out of our diet.
And circling back to my trip to the grocery store yesterday, soybean oil and canola oil are both, we all know, genetically modified.
Right.
And
high in omega-6s, which are pro-inflammatory. And whenever they're partially hydrogenated, those are basically trans fats.
And a solvent called hexane, which we've talked about before, is used in the processing of canola oil.
Yeah, and soybean oil, too. Mm-hmm. They use hexane in soybean oil as well.
So just...
And there's always little remnants of hexane left behind in these products.
Yep.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. But anyway. Okay, we have to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to have our first guest on the show, right?
Yes, we're going to have Carmela Cierzo on, giving us an update on her thyroid.
Yeah, she called in and she was kind enough to share her personal experience with us. And actually, a lot of people, as a result of that interview, went, wait a minute, I have these problems. Maybe I need to have my thyroid checked, including me.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
So we're going to have an update with Carmela Cierzo. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
They say that tough love is sometimes the best advice. Well, he's got the toughest love.
Why you should not drink diet sodas, it's very, very simple. If you don't subscribe to the idea that they're toxic, fine. Then subscribe to the idea that they cause a derangement in insulin response. If you don't subscribe to that, fine. Then subscribe to the idea that they spike insulin. I mean, it's like, do whatever you want, but why do we need science to tell us to stop consuming more chemicals? Are you really that pathetically addicted to something that's not good for you? Then say it. Say, I'm addicted to these things and I can't help myself. I know they're bad for me. I'm going to keep using them, and then we don't have to do research.
You're listening to Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise, but that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest protein bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
The best fat loss patch just got better. Now the Age Force Fat Burner Patch includes Garcinia Cambogia. Lose body fat even faster. Try it free for 30 days. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force Fat Burner banner ad today. What else do you have to lose except unwanted body fat?
By now, everyone knows I'm a big proponent of dairy. But as we all know, not all dairy is created equal. Learn more about a form of dairy made available to us that is raw, organic, grass-fed, grass-finished, low-heat pasteurized, and cultured with probiotics, without the offensive beta-casein protein believed to be 13 times more toxic than gluten. Check out superhumandairy.com to learn more, or go to superhumanradio.com and click the green-fed dairy banner ad today.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to gum disease. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good people will comment about it. Right now you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
It's new, it's cutting edge, and it's custom made to get you to Gainesville. The Blueprint Meteoric is here. Meteoric is the final frontier for drug-free athletes. Includes brand new breakthrough information about triphasic energy system training and macronutrient cycling. Specifically designed to transform your physique and record time. For a limited time, get the Blueprint Meteoric for free, along with the legendary add 1 inch to your upper arms in a single workout when you subscribe to the Blueprint Bulletin. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Blueprint banner ad. The key to getting lean and staying lean is insulin control. Wild swings in blood sugar create body fat. How would you like to be able to ensure that more of your meals feed muscle and not fat? Now you can with GlycoSolve. GlycoSolve contains the most potent berberine on the market. It will shuttle glucose to muscle, not fat. Made in the USA in a GMP-certified facility. Save 10% when you use the coupon code SHR. Go to leanerliving.com today.
Jumping higher, left and more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. We're being joined by a fan of the show who came on the air and told us about some problems she was having and realized after talking with some friends of hers that it was thyroid related, and we promised to have her back on the air to give us an update, and that's Carmela Sierzo. How you doing, Carmela?
I'm doing a lot better.
So tell us. Tell us about that. How better? What is better now that you've gotten your... You're on thyroid hormone now, is that right?
Yes, I'm on the Synthroid, but I did ask, when I went to go see the doctor, I asked him about the armor, and he says that he does prescribe it.
Okay, so tell us about your experience. How long did it take for you to notice changes once you started using Synthroid?
Probably about maybe 2 to 3 weeks after I started using it.
What were the noticeable?
I was still getting a bit of the hives, Carl. Like late at night, they were still like the first, I would say, 6 weeks that I was on it, the hives were less, but I was still getting them.
Okay, that and we can talk about that more via email, because I have a funny feeling that you have something else going on, but you got to go one at a time here.
Right now they're gone.
That's excellent. They're gone completely.
The hives are gone.
Do you think the hives had anything to do with the dry skin that
developed from hypothyroidism?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
well, the funny thing is that my skin wasn't really dry. It was just like wet, like as if I was like sweating. It was really weird. I guess maybe that was what was causing me to itch.
Did you have traditional hypothyroid symptoms?
Like for instance, did you start to lose the outer third of your eyebrows, or did you notice your hair getting dry and thin? Did you feel lethargic?
It really started, I have to say, with the heart palpitations and the anxiety.
Yeah, and those sometimes, you know, not everybody reacts the same way to hypothyroidism. Sometimes all you get is changes in heart rhythm, and anxiety comes because, on a cellular level, you become far less insulin sensitive because thyroid hormone helps insulin do its job.
Yeah, because I was having a lot of cravings for junk, like for chocolate and chips. And usually, like, if I would have a little bit of a craving, I'd have, like, a tiny bit, like 2-3 pieces of chocolate, and I'm fine. And then all of a sudden, I was like, I would eat the whole bar and like those big chocolate bars, you know? And I'm like, that's never happened to me before. I can really control what I eat. And now all of a sudden, I was just shoving everything in my mouth. I didn't really have any weight gain because I was still working out, but I was getting weaker. I was working out, but my weights were just dropping. It was really, really weird.
Yeah, yeah.
It was kind of hard to pinpoint. But when I started the Synthroid, like within 3 weeks, I started to notice that I was less dehydrated because the whole night I would drink. The whole night. I wouldn't sleep. I would just keep drinking, going to the washroom, drinking and going to the washroom. So I'm actually drinking hardly anything at night. Like I'll get up to go to the washroom once and I'll drink. I'll have a drink. But that's about it.
Well, it's interesting that you said that about you being weak, because one of the symptoms is muscle weakness.
Yeah, yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah, and I would always wonder, I'd be like, I'm training, like, why am I getting weaker? I can understand if I had, like, I reached a plateau and I would kind of stay with the same weights, but I was actually getting weaker and weaker, so it was really weird, and it was just causing me, because I knew I had something wrong, there was something going on, I just couldn't figure out what it was, you know, and thank God I had like other friends that had the same issue that kind of pointed me to the right direction. So I had to be kind of persistent, and I couldn't go, like, if I would have went the regular route and I wouldn't have gone private, I wouldn't have gotten the same result.
Yeah.
You know, it wouldn't have went as fast, because I went for my blood test. This, you're going to freak out, okay? My TSH went down to 0.48.
This is after you were taking the Synthroid?
After I was taking the Synthroid.
This makes
about,
sense.
Let's say, what was it, maybe 8 to 10 weeks?
But that makes perfect sense, because if the body has a variety of different feedback loops. So if you have adequate amounts of T4 and T3, then the pituitary does not have to produce as much thyroid-stimulating hormone because it says, hey, we've got plenty. We don't need to have the thyroid produce anymore. So this is the same phenomenon that occurs with women when they take birth control and their ovaries stop producing certain mm-hmm. things, and men too. So good.
So, like, as soon as I went in for my appointment, he didn't even tell me about my results. He just asked me how I was doing. He asked me about my symptoms, if I feel better. And then he took out the results, and he said my TSH was 0.48. And then he wanted to look at the T4 and the T3, which was specifically written on the blood test paper, you know, to get those tests done. And as he looked at them, he was like, did I check off T3 and T4? And I said, yes. They didn't do it. The lab didn't do it because I didn't go private for my blood test. I went through the medical system.
Right.
For those of you who don't know who Carmela, she lives in Canada.
Right.
So that's what she means when she's referring to going private.
Yeah. So Carmela, so in your humble opinion, where you were with the anxiety and the depression and the weakness and everything like that, and where you are now, is this a success?
So far, I would say it's not 100% there yet because I still feel a bit tired and I'm a little bit, my weights are starting to go back up. My energy level is better, but I think there's still something there. And because they didn't do the T3, T4, I don't have a good result. And the doctor was actually surprised because he actually marked it on the paper. And, you know, he wrote it down because he's a specialist. He's an endocrinologist. So he made me another paper, and he said, I really want to see your T3 and, like, your T3 and T4. But unfortunately, it wasn't done because on the lab, on my lab report, it says that the lab will not do T3 and T4 if my TSH is normal.
Yeah, and that's how a lot of, even here, insurance companies treat thyroid panels that way. Let me ask you a question. I'm sorry.
But Carl, what's the worst part is that he specifically wrote that he needed those tests done.
Yeah.
Like he checkmarked them and then beside it he wrote, you know, he specifically wants to see it. So now what I'm going to do, I'm going to go back in the month of June, at the end of June. I'm going to go to a private lab, give them my paper and say, look, even if my TSH is normal, could you please do the T4 and the T3?
Well, here's the problem. How do they even know your TSH is normal? I mean, they draw the blood. They do the TSH first, I guess, and then they make a decision whether to do T3
that's
and T4.
Yeah,
I see what you're saying.
It's written right underneath my TSH. It says if the paper asks for T3 or T4, it will only be done if TSH is really low or if TSH is super high.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Did the endocrinologist tell you that in concert with taking Synthroid or any thyroid hormone, that you should pay attention to making sure you get enough selenium, iodine, and tyrosine in your diet?
He actually mentioned selenium. He didn't mention anything else.
Okay. Generally, thyroid hormone is a combination of T4 and T3, usually not that much T3 and a lot more of T4 because the assumption is T4 converts to T3 in tissue on demand. But T4 cannot convert to T3 without what's known as the selenoenzyme cascade, which is made up of selenium, iodine, and tyrosine. So what I suggest...
That's why he wanted those tests done, because he knew that, like, I was still having a little bit of...
Well, what I suggest that you do, Calm, is that you get Brazil nuts, number one. You get a free-form amino acid tyrosine from one of the websites that sells free-form amino acids. And you get a good kelp or burdock supplement, not from Japan, because of the whole Fukushima thing. And take some... by taking burdock root, burdock or the seaweed based iodine supplement and selenium and tyrosine every single day, you will load up your body with enough of these three critical requirements in order to get thyroid hormone to work properly. See, thyroid hormone doesn't work like lots of other hormones where it just has to dock in a receptor. It actually has to convert on demand to produce energy. And I predict that if you started doing this within a week or two, you would start to see the existing dose actually working better.
So what kind of demands does the body ask for when it needs for it?
Well, every time your heart beats, there's a conversion of T4 to T3 in cells to create that beat, as an example.
So let's say, Carl, once he does T4, T3, like if I'm in the normal range for T3, that means I don't need T3, right?
No, that's not true, because what they're checking at that point in time is blood levels of these two hormones, but they have no way of checking tissue levels. And tissue levels are dynamic. So, in other words, in your heart, you may not have a good conversion of T4 to T3, and you will still have palpitations. And I'm not saying you do, but meanwhile, the blood levels look fine. This is why the thyroid has to be driven more by the patient's symptoms than the blood work, because unlike other hormones, which just their presence indicates adequate amounts to dock in receptors and get activity, thyroid hormone depends as much on the conversion of these hormones through the selenoenzyme cascade as the presence in blood. And without both of those, you still have thyroid symptoms.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is
Brazil nuts, a good burdock or iodine, a kelp-based iodine supplement. You can get that at VitaCost. You can buy Brazil nuts at your local grocery store. Just make sure that when you open the bag, they don't smell like paint, like latex paint, because that means that they have gone rancid.
I'm going to get them at the organic store. We have
yeah.
a little.
And what is burdock?
Burdock is a type of seaweed, but it's very high in elemental iodine.
And it comes in
capsules.
Okay.
And so, you know, a good iodine supplement, not too high. You don't have to get crazy. I mean, you don't even need a milligram. You know, 500 micrograms, 150, 250, 300 micrograms of iodine a day is all you really need. One or two Brazil nuts a day, and then generally maybe 100 to 200 milligrams of L-tyrosine a day, and you'll see changes within a week, maybe within days.
So what happens if, like, let's say you take the T3, I take Armour, right?
Yeah.
It has T4 and T3, right?
Right.
Like, what if I have enough T3 in my tissue? Am I going to have some sort of symptom of too much T3?
No. Well, now you're talking about hyperthyroidism. If you had too much activity of thyroid hormone, you would start to get the jitters. You would feel hot all the time and sweat when you were just sitting still. You would have anxiety as well. You would have a rapid heartbeat. Instead of palpitations, you would have a mild tachycardia.
Yeah, because he told me he was checking my heart rate, and he said, like, if I ever I feel like my dose is too high, like that I'm very jittery, he told me to check at rest to check my heart rate.
Yeah, and that's usually a telltale sign.
But I
think that if you took just a little bit of tyrosine, iodine, and selenium, you would see a lot more progress. Why don't we say that you're going to try that, and then you report back to Elisa, and we'll talk about this, and we'll have you back on the show at a later time.
Yeah, that would be awesome. Maybe in June once I get, like, because when I go back, I think I'm really going to want, like, right now I've been so hectic with everything going on. I have my dad. I have so much stuff going on, and I didn't really concentrate on looking at the Armour and how to take it.
Right.
So, but I know that I asked him, and he said he does prescribe it.
Well, that's good. But you know what? Get
no,
it worked out. Stay with what you're using now and get it worked out before then you throw something new into the mix. We have to go to break here, Carm. So keep us posted, okay?
Happy Easter, everyone.
Hey, same to you.
Glad you're feeling better, Carm.
Thank you, guys. Take care.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, so stay tuned. When we come back, we have another guest. We're breaking with tradition. We're having guests on Casual Friday. We have Brent Jones coming on.
The Derby Show is tomorrow.
Yes, I'm going to talk about that. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio.
Previously on Superhuman Radio.
Monsanto has shortened more lives than any other sinister regime in our history.
The war against GMOs wages on.
And someone posted on my Facebook and said, you can't be serious about that. You're comparing them to the Nazi regime? And I said, compare them to any regime because, number one, they're not done yet. And number two, We don't even know. There's no way to do a head count of the number of lives that have been shortened because of the things that Monsanto has promoted in this country and abroad.
Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore. Listen weekdays at noon.
Only one testosterone booster, Mahler's Aggressive Strength, raises testicular cholesterol levels while increasing gonadotropin, releasing hormone. That in turn turbocharges how much testosterone you can make. In a clinical trial, this resulted in a 347% increase in testosterone, and it won't bottom out your estrogen levels either, so your libido will be in high gear. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Aggressive Strength banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and get 10% off today.
In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
Train harder, train longer, recover faster, and elevate protein synthesis. It's finally here, Splice, with branched-chain amino acids, taurine, and trimethylglycine. You'll blast through your workouts without the need for stimulants, and the alpha-lactalbumin ensures your workouts will be the most productive because nothing accelerates muscle growth faster. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Predator Nutrition banner ad and use the coupon code SPLYCE10 to save 10% off today. The UK is known for its queen, Big Ben, and fish and chips. Well, move over. Here's the UK's strongest pro-hormone, Extreme Mass. Extreme Mass will give you a significant amount of muscle and strength, gains of up to 10 kilograms in a four-week cycle. You'll see an increase in libido, vascularity, and aggression. Shatter your personal bests in the gym while on Extreme Mass. Save 10% off. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Extreme Mass banner and use coupon code MASS10. Superhumans using Percova Extra Edge Colostrum Powder are experiencing dramatic improvements in strength, performance, recovery, and endurance. Benefits that cannot be duplicated by any other supplement. Percova Extra Edge Colostrum Powder will take your game to another level. If you already know how great Percova Extra Edge Colostrum is, you can purchase four jars of Extra Edge Colostrum Powder for $200. Use coupon code SHR2. See the Percova banner ad on superhumanradio.com today.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
True Iron Sports Nutrition, the all-natural sports nutritional supplement company for the serious athlete. Their products contain no artificial colors, flavors, or sweeteners, and only sweetened with stevia. Elisa loves their 411 all-natural intra and post-workout supplement, which is high-dose amino acid formula. Let's not forget their number one seller, Imminence. This pre-workout is the most complete and all-natural product on the market. They specifically engineered the formula to aid performance by utilizing all necessary elements to help the serious athlete push past their limits. Go to trueiron.com and use the promo code SHR20 to save 20% off. Okay.
And let's not forget it tastes good, too.
It tastes good, too. And both Walter Santoni and Oyla Michaela use it, so that should tell you something.
Yes.
All right, we're being joined by a friend as well as a pioneer in physical culture, Brent Jones. How you doing, Brent?
Hey, Carl. How are you?
Good. Good. And calling you a pioneer is really using the proper term for pioneer, because in the state of Kentucky, few people have done for the world of bodybuilding, powerlifting, arm wrestling. I mean, you name it, physical culture in general, than Brent Jones started. How many years ago did you start with the first Kentucky Muscle Show?
Oh, man, that was 12 years ago.
12 years ago. He was just 9 years old when he launched that show 12 years ago. And who knew that a nine-year-old could do such wonderful things? And now, not only does he have the Kentucky Muscle, which is the crown jewel in this region of bodybuilding, figure, bikini, physique, blah, blah, but now taking advantage of the eyes are on Louisville, Kentucky for the Kentucky Derby at this time of the world. Now, I'm talking about nowhere will you find Saudi princes, movie stars, or anything else all at one time, but here in Louisville, and now you have the Derby show. How many years have you been doing the Derby show now?
This is the fourth year, yeah.
And it's grown so much. I see that you're having it at the convention center this year.
You know, Lisa, it has grown dramatically in the last the last 4 years. I know that when I first started it, we had, you know, less than 100 competitors. You know, this year we're topping 500. And
wow.
Yeah, it's just dramatically grown.
Do you think that this show has catapulted itself into a successful place because, A, you have a reputation through all the years you put in at Kentucky Muscle, or because, B, it's around the Derby time?
I think it's a little bit of both. Mostly it's part of the Kentucky Derby Festival, and it gets so much press. I know last year the Gannett, and they're coming in this year again, they do a huge story on the show, and then they push it out all across the country. We were probably 30 media markets last year with the story about the show and pictures and videos, and, you know, it's just a good pairing. You've got a mainstream sport that's really the oldest sporting event in the United States, 140 years it's been going on, and pairing it with a, you know, a bodybuilding physique show. It's a good combination. You know, the editors and the media just love it.
You're reaching eight countries right now live. You realize that?
Oh, wow, that's
three,
great.
On three different continents. Think about that. Huh?
Wow. There you go.
I know. I'm looking at the live listeners on our point of presence map, so go ahead. Sorry.
Well, I was going to ask you, Brent, do you think, and I know you added a master's bikini division, I think it's 45+, do you think that's helped bring in more competitors as well?
You know, that's a really good question. You know, I see the biggest, and Yahoo Sports did a story on this back in the summer called The New Breed of Competitors, and it's these master's women that are in the point of their life where the kids are out of the house, you know, it's kind of time to do something for themselves, and they're starting to go into the bikini, the master's bikini mostly, and the master's figure. And I see the biggest growth in that demographics right there.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and I even,
and that's good.
And I talked about this yesterday. Wade Johnson just came back from a pro-am show where some of the strongest and at the same time sexiest women competed and made insane totals, like, you know, 14, yep, 15, 600 pound totals. And these girls don't look like the fabled Russian athletes that look like, you know, women's heads on men's bodies. I think that this, the same is being said about the bikini competitors too. It's just brought so many people who would have never stepped up for fitness or figure and gone, hey, I think I can get on stage because I have the dedication and the work ethic to get my body in that shape.
Yeah, you know, and plus, you know, they're at their time in their life, you know, where, you know, their career is set, their family's in place, you know, it's time to do something for themselves, you know. And I see a lot of these women are just, you know, saying, you know, this is something I can do to myself. I can get in shape, get on stage, you know, and give them a process, setting goals and reaching them.
Who are the major sponsors of the show for the Kentucky Derby show this year? Brent, did I lose you? Uh-oh. I think we lost Brent. I think he was on his, he sounded like he switched to Bluetooth for a second. Brent,
are we there?
Okay, you're back. Okay.
Okay. We've got DTX Sports.
And they've been a loyal sponsor of yours, we should say, for a long time, haven't they?
Absolutely. You know, something, everything I've done here in the area regionally, you know, it's a contribute to VP Exports. They've backed me every single year. Ever since I started the pro division in the Kentucky Muscle, they've been a partner with me in helping develop it and expand it with the Kentucky Derby Championship.
Yeah. Who else are major sponsors this year?
I've got Pure Protein, Metrix, MRI, Kentucky One, Orthopedic Group, and then I've got who else? I've got a bunch of vendors coming in. But those are the main sponsors that so far we've got. And, you know, every year we're adding more sponsors. We're adding more people to the show. It's just a really, really good thing that's happening here. And, you know, it's part of the Kentucky Derby. So this time of year, you know, it brings out the best in people. So they come out and they either dress up to come to the show or they're in the best shape of their life and they're on stage.
Hey Brent, do you have any celebrities coming? I know last year Charles...
The guy from Pumping Iron was there, right?
Charles Gaines. What a great guy, you know. Yeah. What a great guy. Yeah, I've got Rob Terry from TNN Wrestling.
Sure.
I've got Coach Mo from The Biggest Loser. I've got a ton of media coming in. I know we've got just about every TV station is going to be covering the event. We've got a new network, actually, Ville TV coming in, covering the whole show. And then we've got some PR firms coming in, mostly connected with the Kentucky Derby, to do some promos and stuff. And then, obviously, you know, we've got the Gannett coming in, and then we've got the trade magazines that are going to be there, RX Muscle and NPC News Online.
Oh, RX Muscle is going to be there, huh?
Yes, RX Muscle is going to be there.
Excellent.
That's exciting.
I don't know if I'm going to be able to make it. I'm going to get a face tattoo like Mike Tyson has, so I may not be able to make it.
You can do that, Carl. I'll be on stage. You know.
I don't think so.
Anyway, are you excited? Are you exhausted? What's the deal?
You know, a little bit of both. You know, it's a lot of work leading up to these shows. You know, getting to everything put together and stuff. But you know, once everything gets going and stuff, then I can sit back and take a breather. So, you know, about 9 o'clock tomorrow night, I'll be sitting back watching the show, you know.
I have a question for you real quick. You know how in the men's division you have like 50s plus, 60s plus? Do you foresee in the future maybe there'll be enough women competitors that you can do that as well?
Yeah, I had a couple of ladies compete last year that was 60 and plus.
Wow.
And one lady was 69, almost 70. And, you know, matter of fact, she came in, she looked great. And she even beat some of the girls that were in her 20s.
Wow.
And that says a lot, you know. And, you know, bless her heart, she came up there and she looked great. And, you know, if the demand is there, I'm certainly willing to create the division and put it in there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's very important. Anything else you want to say about this show that we should know about it? Like, what are the dates? Where can people get tickets? You know,
the show is going to be April 19th tomorrow, Saturday, at the Kentucky International Convention Center. We're going to be selling tickets all day. Ticket prices are $15 for the prejudging, $25 for the finals, $30 for the reserve seating, and then $35 for the VIP seating.
Very cool. Very cool. And I think we're going to go to the prejudging this year. Oh, is there going to be an after party?
Yes, the after party is going to be at Maker's Mark on 4th Street Live.
That's a nice venue.
Yeah, it is really nice. You know, it's really nice. And it's just unique. It's the only Maker's Mark bar and grill in the country. So it's.
I didn't know
that.
You
know, yeah, it's the only one. The only one.
And for those of you who have never been to a Maker's Mark bar, when you walk in, they pour red wax on your head, and you have to leave it on. That's the way they know that you belong in the bar. If you peel the wax off, you have to leave. You know,
yep.
I'm going to come on out right now and tell people that if you go to the after party this year, you will not see me because I don't stay up that late anymore. I'm done telling. You know, Jason Deere got really upset with me this last Arnold because I said I was probably going to go to the after party because Aaron Singerman was having a VIP area and he was like, Carl, you have to come. And I said, okay, we'll go this year. And we were in our room, I think that night by like 9 o'clock. And so I'm not lying to anybody anymore. You will not see me at the after party.
Well, you know, it's an exhausting day anyway. So I know what you mean.
You know,
Yeah. But, you know, it's a fun time. It's a unique bar and grill. And, you know, it's a great experience, especially for those that are coming from out of town. You'll be able to take a little sense of Kentucky and 4th Street Live and, you know, come out to a great show that's going to happen tomorrow.
Yeah, very cool.
We're excited.
Well, thank you for being on the show. But more importantly, I know that you work all year just on Kentucky Muscle, so that means you have to be working all year on this as well. For what you have done and contributed to physical culture will be recorded in history. You realize that, right?
Well, I don't know about that, Carl. I'm just doing my part, you know.
I think so. I think I'm accurate when I say that. I want to thank you for very much.
Well, thanks, Carl. Thank you.
We'll see you this weekend, brother.
Okay. See you tomorrow.
All right.
Bye, Brent.
Bye, bye.
All right. So stay tuned. When we come back, we will get back on track. I think we have 12 surprising foods with more sugar than Krispy Kreme donuts, but not quite as enjoyable as Krispy Kreme donuts. So stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Keep listening to Superhuman Radio and feel your brain getting stronger by the minute. We'll be right back.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. AgeForce introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
Do you avoid protein powder because it upsets your stomach? Want a protein powder with zero fat and lactose free? Look no further. Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Pure Whey Isolate delivers 25 grams of pure whey without any of the fat or lactose. And for a limited time, you can get a 25-pound bag of Pure Whey Isolate for only $187. That's Whey Isolate for $7 a pound. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge Nutrition banner ad and use coupon code SUPERHUMAN today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
The 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937. Or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Did you want to give
I want to give Carly Gomez a shout out. She's listening live today. She was the winner of the Quest Bars.
She actually listens to the show. we tried to give the Quest Bars away. Carly was the third person.
Right.
The other two people don't even listen. In fact, Matt Meinrod, who's a wonderful guy and worked with
Aaron
Singerman for quite a long time, contacted me like after Carly had been selected and already contacted us back and said, "Hey, I heard that I won something." So I know he didn't even listen to the show. He just, somebody must have said to him, "Hey, Matt, they mentioned your name on Super Human Radio, you won something, and it was like, Matt, I'm sorry, but it's already been awarded
to somebody
else. Well,
I'm glad Carly won.
Yeah, so. Carly actually listens to the show.
She said that she was listening to the show, and she was, I think, cleaning something up, and she must have, you know,
heard her name.
Heard her name, and she bumped her head on the sink.
She jumped up so quick, she bumped her head. Yeah, right. So I also put a bandage in the box. So.
Okay, so I was out to dinner with some friends not too long ago, three girls, and they sat for, I know, a good 10 minutes, 15 minutes, and talked about how they love donuts and bagels. And I'm thinking in my head, are we seriously having this conversation?
Yeah, can you really talk that long about donuts and bagels?
Well, and like, do you really eat three bagels a day?
Somebody does, right?
So anyway, I came across this article about 12 surprising foods with more sugar than a Krispy Kreme donut. Naked pomegranate blueberry juice. If you read that, you'd think that it was
really healthy.
Healthy, right.
And keep in mind, it says no sugar added. No sugar added, it says on the bottle, which means that they didn't add sugar to it, but the sugar that's already present in the juice we're talking about here.
32 grams of sugar. That's as much as three Krispy Kreme donuts.
Well, now that's 32 grams of sugar in a serving. And I'm willing to bet that a bottle is at least two servings. I'd like someone to check that out for me. The Naked brand of pomegranate blueberry juice. Please look at the label and see if it's two servings per bottle, because that means it's 64 grams of sugar. Now, they're saying in a serving, it's equal to three.
So if you, it'd be equal to
six. Nobody drinks half a bottle. They drink the whole bottle. So it's actually equal to six Krispy Kreme donuts.
Okay. Sprinkles red velvet cupcake, 45 grams of sugar. That's 4.5 Krispy Kreme donuts.
Yeah. That's terrible.
Yoplait blackberry yogurt. Here you go again. You'd think it's healthy, right? It's got 26 grams of sugar.
And let's also mention something else that Jordan Rubin mentioned that I never knew. But when you buy these yogurts that are in these individual plastic cups, they actually, what's the word that they...
Culture
in the
them.
Cup, mm-hmm. Which means that they put the liquid in there and then they heat it while it's in the plastic to like 140 degrees for a half hour or a day or whatever it is.
In the plastic.
So that was a shocker to me. That made me change my mind about all yogurt in cups.
So you're getting the BPA leached into...
Well, even if there's no BPA, you're getting those plastic chemicals in your food.
Okay, Campbell's Classic Tomato Soup on the Go.
Really?
That surprised me. 20 grams of sugar, which is equal to two Krispy Kreme donuts.
Okay.
Right. Okay, here's Nature Valley Chewy Trail Mix Fruit and Nut Granola Bar.
Yeah.
15 grams of sugar. That's why you need to use my granola recipe and make your own.
Which has no extra, you have no sugar in yours.
Well, just what's naturally occurring.
Yeah, in the
dried fruit. Right. Dole's Mixed Fruit Cup, 17 grams of sugar, 1.5 Krispy Kreme donuts.
Okay.
Here we go. Coca-Cola Classic, 26.4 grams of sugar.
That baffles me. I would have thought it was more. But I guess it's not. I would have thought that it was at least 30 to 40 grams of sugar in a Coca-Cola, but I guess I'm wrong.
2.5 Krispy Kreme donuts.
Wow.
Kellogg's Fruit Loops, 13 grams of sugar.
And all the triclosan you can want.
And trisodium phosphate.
Yeah.
I read an article about the trisodium phosphate in children's cereals, which is, isn't that a paint remover?
I don't know.
Trisodium phosphate?
I don't know. I don't know what that is. But here's the interesting thing. So parents will feed their kids cereal in the morning, but they wouldn't give their kid a Krispy Kreme donut in the morning because they feel like that would be derelict of their parental duties.
Good point. Oh, so. Goodness. Here we go. Starbucks caramel.
This is shocking.
Frappuccino.
As we affectionately call it at the Profumo residence, the Crappuccino. 64 grams of sugar.
That's six Krispy Kreme donuts.
And people go in there and get those like two a day.
Do they really?
Yes. I see people getting them all the time. And then they'll go, give me a skim.
Skim milk.
You know, your skim milk Frappuccino. But it still has all the sugar.
Prego, Italian sauce, the fresh mushroom, has 11 grams of sugar.
Yeah, I guess, obviously, I don't know if they're adding sugar or the tomatoes have sugar in them. This one is another shocking one, because keep in mind that a serving of... salad dressing is generally two tablespoons. Keep that in mind for a second. In a serving of Kraft's French-style fat-free, of course it's fat-free, dressing. 42 flipping grams of sugar, that's 10 teaspoons.
That's four Krispy Kreme donuts, and let's not forget the canola oil and soybean oil that's probably in there.
Right. I mean, that's shocking to me in that little two-tablespoon dose. Here's one, Snapple peach tea. 39 grams of sugar, or how many donuts, Elisa?
Four donuts.
Oh, man. I just rather eat the donuts, I'll tell you the truth.
I don't even like donuts.
Yeah. I mean, that's all 12 of them right there.
Yes.
So, unbelievable.
So stay away.
Okay, so let's talk about something else that I know is a penchant of a pet peeve of yours. E-cigs. Everybody's smoking e-cigs in the restaurants now. They're like, hey, it's not a cigarette. I can do this.
We've had this discussion before that I don't want to breathe in whatever is coming out of the e-cigs.
Right.
When we were in Mexico, there was a woman by the pool. She had one of those. Do you remember that?
Yeah. She was sucking on it all day long.
In the newsletter that Alex posted on, was it Thursday's newsletter?
This says it was embargoed as of Saturday the 12th. So it would have been posted on probably Tuesday's
newsletter. Yeah, yeah. A new cancer study brings more bad news to the e-cigarette industry. Scientists exposed human bronchial cells to e-cig vapor and found that it altered the cells in a way not dissimilar to tobacco.
Why would anyone think that sucking the vapor of chemicals in their lungs wouldn't have some sort of harmful effect?
Well, even still, it says, don't worry, science is complicated, so it's going to take some time before we know exactly how these cells are being altered. So they're still going to be able to use them.
Oh, sure. And in response to this, the FDA or the Senate wants the FDA to control e-cigarettes now.
Yes.
Which, that's a useless answer because they control a lot of things that kill us. They control pesticides that are killing us. So the FDA wants oversight on e-cigs. Because then the e-cig companies would have to provide them with fees and research and jump through all the hoops. And the FDA will still let them sell the e-cigs because the FDA still lets tobacco companies sell tobacco. So this is not about protecting people because tobacco kills people. And the FDA says, yeah, you can smoke if you want to, as long as you have this notice on the pack that tells you that you're going to die from it. So giving the FDA more money and more oversight when they have no intentions of protecting people is a waste of time and money. And the Senate Democrats, and I am an equal, I am a bipartisan offender. We ripped, what was his name? Mike Pompeo up the other day. He's a Republican. Okay. The Senate Democrats are the ones that want the FDA to crack down on e-cigarettes. Well, you Democrats are fools because the FDA doesn't protect people. So this is more nonsense up on Capitol Hill. You have any thoughts on that, Elisa?
No. There's something that just popped up on my computer, though, that just says, House Democrats float e-cigarette bill.
What does that mean, float?
That's what I was just getting ready to ask you.
Oh, yeah. House Democrats float e-cigarette bill. Read more. Let's see what it says. Hold on. I'm clicking this. I just hope a video doesn't stop playing. Let's see here. Load. Legislation introduced Thursday by a group of House Democrats would bar the burgeoning electronic cigarette industry from making its products available to kids, marketing them to kids. They don't market them to kids now. A companion to the legislation offered last month in the Senate bill comes in response to research showing that e-cigarettes use among middle school and high school students in the United States is on the rise. Mm-hmm. 1 billion plus e-cigarette industry is mostly unregulated. So the politicians were heard whispering, how can we get our share of that $1 billion? If they want to kill people in the United States, we need to get paid for that. No one kills people here without paying us first. I'm sorry. They didn't say that. I was channeling what the conversations at the Senate, at the Capitol Hill there. Sorry about that.
Okay. So are we finished with these?
Well,
cigarettes?
No. I want to say, pending regulation have sat under review at the White House since October, FDA Commissioner Margaret Hamburg told lawmakers at a budget hearing Thursday that they will be issued soon. Margaret Hamburg is useless. She's another one. I mean, she's like the kingpin of the corruption over there. Because if she wasn't, she would have straightened things out a long time ago when she took over. So, okay, I'm sorry.
That's okay. So,
Bill Seed, Dr. Bill Seed says I rant too much sometimes, so I'm going to try to tone it down a little bit.
Okay, so just to switch gears a little bit, you guys know that I'm a big lover of the butterflies and the bees.
Yes.
And I have an article here that talks about in the Midwest, it's the Monarchs versus Monsanto.
Okay. Boy, I feel bad for the Monarchs because Monsanto is going to win that one.
If you guys don't know this, the Monarchs migrate to Mexico every year, and then they come back. During the summer months, they come back. So in 1996, there were 45 acres of forest in Mexico that were dotted with these beautiful monarch butterflies.
Right.
And this year, there were 1.65 acres.
Which means that's a lot less monarchs. A
45
lot less.
Acres in 1996 down to 1.65 acres.
And this is all because of glyphosate, Roundup, by the way. So we keep hearing more and more bad news about glyphosate. We just heard that it's showing up in mother's milk.
In 1996 was the year that Monsanto released its first Roundup Ready crop, mm-hmm. soybeans.
Right.
Which drastically altered the way our farmers farm,
right.
basically.
Well, and also we know that it kills indigenous plants that are friendly to butterflies.
It's killing the milkweed, which is where they lay their eggs.
But we also know that it destroys important microbes in our environment and in our guts and everywhere else. And it's like, when will we stop Monsanto from destroying this planet in the name of their shareholders' profits? And I'm telling you something. We're doing a show about this next week. You must, if you want to know a 401k or any type of investment instrument, you must call your broker or your money manager and say, am I invested in Monsanto in any way, shape, or form? And if you are, get out of Monsanto. Because let me tell you a short story real quick. We predicted this some time ago. When did we start talking about we could see Monsanto fail? Last year, right?
Last year.
Monsanto's stock continues to take dives quarter after quarter. They are losing investor confidence, and rightfully so. They produce products that do nothing but harm the planet and harm people. Think about this for a second. And if you are invested in Monsanto, then you are helping to harm the planet and harm people. Call your broker. Call your money manager. Say, hey, is any of my money in my 401k invested in Monsanto? And if they say yes, say, get me out of Monsanto, sell that and get me something else, anything else, but not Monsanto. Because what happens is if Monsanto's stock continues to dive, they will stop destroying people and destroying the world, and they'll start investing money in things that can actually help us. That's it. I'm not saying put them out of business. I'm saying help them, help you, Grant, make better decisions for what his company invests in. That's all I'm saying.
And at the same time, plant some milkweed in your yard, because that is the only place that the monarchs lay their eggs, and we are running out of milkweed in the
Midwest.
Who
would have ever thought we would run out of weeds?
Milkweed. So Olya McKella down in Florida, she posted that the other day that she's got all of her seeds ready to plant, I guess, for the bees and the butterflies that draw them into her yard. So if everybody did that in our community, in the SHR community, it would help a little bit at
Absolutely.
Least.
It'll help some. Let's say it just takes that 1.65 up to 2.65, not even back to 45, over the course of the next couple of years. It's a reversal of the damage that's being done. It's indicative that they're getting healthier. And that's all we need. We don't need to go back to 45 acres, and we can get there in a decade, but we just need to go from 1.65 to something more than that. That's what we need to do. And you can do it. Everybody can do it. One milkweed in your backyard could give rise to several dozen monarchs.
Just make sure your rabbits don't eat it, because my rabbits are eating it.
We have a solution. So we have mothballs that we throw around the yard now. And so when you go in the backyard, it smells like camphor. Because
it smells like your grandma's closet.
Yeah, it smells like your grandmother's closet. But guess what? The rabbits don't eat this stuff anymore. All right, we have to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back.
He's keeping tabs on government health agencies.
It's called the Environmental Protection Agency.
Carl Lenore.
Where is the protection? Where is the protection?
Superhuman Radio.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
By now, everyone knows I'm a big proponent of dairy. But as we all know, not all dairy is created equal. Learn more about a form of dairy made available to us that is raw, organic, grass-fed, grass-finished, low-heat pasteurized, and cultured with probiotics. Without the offensive beta-casein protein believed to be 13 times more toxic than gluten. Check out superhumandairy.com to learn more or go to superhumanradio.com and click the green-fed dairy banner ad today.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. Can see eye drops. The name says it all.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Rhythm is a dancer, it's a source companion. People feel it everywhere. Lift your hands and voices, free your
Welcome
mind
back.
And join us. You can feel it in the air.
We finally have some good news.
Yes, I'm excited about this. We talked about it the other day, you and I, too. God, you break. Wait, hold on. I have something special. Okay, so tell me what the good news is, Elisa.
Vermont Senate votes 26-2 for GMO labeling. Applause.
Okay,
applause.
Sit down, everybody, sit down. Oh, it's okay. I know you're excited. Come on. We have to get on with the story. Sit down. So anyway, all right, this is getting ridiculous now. Okay. Elisa's giving me the cut sign here.
On Tuesday, they voted 26-2 for a bill that would require labeling of foods that contain GMO ingredients, a strong indication that Vermont could become the first state in the nation to enact such a law.
If nobody stops them.
Meanwhile, on the Hill, Capitol Hill, the FDA says they're not ready to embrace mandatory labeling regulations for foods made with GMO.
Yeah, and they weren't ready to take thalidomide off the market until there was enough babies born with flipper-like hands, and they weren't ready to admit that they screwed up on Vioxx until there was close to 50,000 Americans dead. I mean, the FDA, who cares if they're ready?
Testifying before a House panel, FDA Commissioner, in all of her wisdom, Margaret Hamburg, told lawmakers this week that the agency remains comfortable with a 1992 policy decision concluding that food made with GMOs is not materially different from other products.
No.
We have not seen any evidence of safety risks associated with GMO foods. What about all the rats from the French study that...
She is an idiot. Don't you realize that? I'm sorry. You know, a lot of people get mad at me when I use these kind of harsh terms to talk about these people. They say, oh, that's not appropriate discourse. What's appropriate when this agency is literally shortening the lives of Americans with their stupid decisions? What's appropriate? The Honorable Margaret Hamburg. No, she's an idiot. I'm sorry. And she, you know what the worst part is? She doesn't realize it, but she's going to go down in history as being like a pariah on our society because of the decisions that were made at the FDA under her supervision that have shortened or ended the lives of American people in the name of profitability for her clients.
Did you know that two other states, Connecticut and Maine, have both passed labeling laws, but have delayed the implementation until neighboring states join them?
Yes, I know. And that's why this Vermont is such a big deal. And then we have idiots like Rick Pompeo who are trying to outlaw states to make their own decisions on how to handle GMO.
That's a strategy designed to insulate them from being sued.
Yeah, because Monsanto has said that any state that steps up and starts labeling GMO, they're going to sue them. This is amazing. You talk about the tail wagging the dog. Monsanto is wagging Capitol Hill. They're wagging the whole country now. No wonder why they had to hire Blackwater, their own private army. Monsanto is waging war on Americans. You will eat this food, get sick and die, or we will sue you. It's terrible. And now that this government gets money for health care, you can forget about the government ever doing the right thing because they need sick people. They'll never have to raise taxes ever again if you have to pay your premiums to the government to stay alive with all this crap food that we're eating.
Well, and also I want to mention that they now have introduced new nutritional labels that companies have to implement.
Right.
And they're saying it's going to cost billions of dollars to do that. But that was one of the concerns when we wanted GMO labeling was that it was too expensive.
Right.
Well, while they're in the process of changing the labels, why can't they just add this to it?
Because they don't want people to know what they're eating. And unfortunately, this president lied to us. When President Obama was running for office, he promised to label GMO. We played the clip on the air on two different shows. He promised to label GMO, in his words, because people deserve to know what they're eating. And under this administration, he has approved more genetically modified crops than all the previous administrations dating back to the first GMO crop combined. And he even wrote a beautiful letter, and very sad, the passing of Dr. Norman Borlaug, who is one of the contributors to this whole genetic mutilation of food.
He actually sent the letter to the granddaughter of the late biologist Norman Borlaug, as you just mentioned.
Right.
He is the creator of altered strains of wheat and other plants
that are causing all sorts of diseases today, by the way.
Yes.
And he said, I share his belief that the investment in enhanced biotechnology is an essential component of the solution to some of our planet's most pressing agricultural problems. You know what? Food is for people to eat. If people are eating food and getting sick, Mr. President, I'm sorry to disagree with you. It is not the answer. It is poison.
We have their letter right here in front of us, and you know, that doesn't make sense. He just blatantly lied to us.
Well, you know what? And I'm not even talking about politics here. We have the clip. We played it. And he says the words, And I will label, if I'm elected president, I will label GMO because American people deserve to know what they're eating. You know, it's terrible. This is terrible. And why not? Because it just keeps the pipeline full of sick people that need health care. Terrible. I'm very frustrated about this. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to rant like that because it angers me so much because so many lives are being shortened unnecessarily because of foods that are promoted by our government to be healthy. So anyway, and the rest of the world is laughing at us. You know that, right? The UK is probably second to us in some of these issues, but the rest of the world is laughing at us. We are now the shortest lived people of all developed nations. We take five times more pharmaceutical drugs and we have worse quality of life as elderly. And supposedly this is the greatest nation in the world that we do everything right. And it's clearly not the case.
Interestingly enough, I mentioned a few minutes ago that they should include the GMO with their overhaul of the nutritional labels.
Right, right.
I've got an article in front of me. The Organic Consumers Association is saying that the rules do not go far enough to protect consumers and that they should include the GMO labeling in this new nutritional overhaul of the labels.
Well, and let's examine this just for a second. If you apply critical thinking, how is it that making certain labels highlighted, you know, I know a graphic artist costs. How is it that it's going to cost the industry billions of dollars? They're not going to have to waste or throw packaging away. They have plenty of time to catch up with this. They'll use up all their packaging. They change their labels now when they add some crap ingredient and they go, hey, new and improved. Now it includes this. That costs billions of dollars, I guess, too, right?
Right. And in the same article, it says 60 other countries, as you just mentioned, they have GMO labeling, but
right.
We don't.
And you know why? And I'll repeat this again for those of you who don't understand why this government loves Monsanto. Because he who controls the food controls the people. And as a government, we cannot afford. We just gave $1 billion to the Ukraine to offset the increase in oil costs provided by the Russians. So we basically just gave $1 billion to the Russians, okay? We cannot afford as a country to keep giving money to people to play nice with us. So an easy solution is Monsanto is a U.S. corporation. Monsanto infiltrates the world with its proprietary genetically modified seeds, and then the world depends on Monsanto to feed its populations, and ergo, the United States controls the world through Monsanto. And if you don't think that's what this is all about, you're really mistaken.
Okay, so in the same article, they point to the campaign promise that President Obama made in 2007 when he said, quote, "We'll let folks know if their food has been genetically modified because Americans should know what they're buying,"
yeah,
end quote.
I know. We played the tape. We played the actual clip on two different shows. It's nonsense. Nonsense.
Yes.
All right. We have to take a break. Do we have more stories? Or are we going right to listener comments and questions? We'll figure that out during the break. How's that sound?
Okay.
All right. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Keep listening to Superhuman Radio and feel your brain getting stronger by the minute. We'll be right back.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition forum and get feedback about the product you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to gum disease. It does not contain fluoride, detergent, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
I like this matchup. This is Metallica versus Punjabi.
Sounds kind of Bali.
Yeah, that's
Bali.
What it is. Punjabi is the other band. You know what that translates to? Listen to Superhuman Radio and you will live longer and live stronger. That's what he's saying there. Thank you very much for that, Sahib.
Okay. So this new study that we're going to talk about was all over the morning news when I was on my treadmill. They were all talking about it. It's exciting.
Okay.
Anti-aging secrets. Exercise could prevent wrinkles and maintain younger looking skin.
Go figure. Go figure. I don't believe it. I find that hard to believe.
And just as a side note, the researcher of the study will be on Superhuman Radio on May 7th.
Yes, next week.
Next week.
Yeah,
no, that's 2 weeks.
No, 2 weeks. I'm sorry.
That's 2 weeks.
I'm sorry. I don't know the calendar. Anyway, it's really impressive, but did you expect anything different? I mean, look at you, okay? You've been exercising since you're in your 20s, right?
Well, probably a little bit before.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. Elisa was doing bodyweight squats in her mother's womb. I'm sorry, Elisa. Okay. Well, in your teens. You started when? We were 9?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I ran track and I was a cheerleader, so I was always active, gymnastics and things.
And people still don't believe me when I tell them. If you've never heard the story, you got to hear it again. So when Elisa and I first started living together, she told me she didn't dye her hair. I'm like, okay, this is BS. I'll give it a week or two. I'll start seeing some roots. And the roots never showed up. And then after a while, I was like, wow, you really don't dye your hair. Elisa's hair, occasionally she'll put like a rinse in it to make it, give it red highlights or something like that. But Elisa's hair, she has no gray hair. And we've talked about how old you are on the show before. Can I say it again? She's 54 years old. She has no gray hair. So this speaks to this whole issue.
And it could be some genetics, too.
Well, I have to tell you what I also think it is.
Okay.
You don't eat red meat. You have not accumulated a lot of the iron that is now. I'm starting to think the iron accumulation leads to mitochondrial dysfunction as we age.
I haven't eaten red meat since I was probably 18, yeah. I think, because it upset my digestive system and upset my stomach. So.
Now, I'm not going to stop eating red meat. I'm just going every other month to be phlebotomized for the next year and a half, as we talked about on the show. But I do think there is some validity to Dr. Aubrey de Grey's discussion about the mitochondrial theory of aging and what iron through oxidative stress supplies that. So, okay.
Okay, so anyway, back to the exercise in aging skin. The new study from the McMaster University in Ontario has found that exercise could not only keep skin younger, but may also reverse skin aging in people who become more active later in life.
Right.
So it's not too late.
Yeah,
you
never
have
too late.
Siblings or parents out there, or even grandparents.
Get them off their butts and get them to work out.
There yes.
Okay, let's talk about, what do you want to talk about next? Which study?
The Gordon Waddell sent me a study from the University of Iowa that finds diet drinks associated with heart trouble for older women. Just drinking two or more diet drinks a day may increase the risk of heart disease, including heart attack and stroke, in otherwise healthy postmenopausal women.
So let's talk about this for a second, okay? This is one of those self-reported, you know, consumption studies, and it's epidemiological, okay? So let's make sure we don't put 100% faith in this, because in epidemiological studies, as you and I were talking this morning when we were doing cardio,
yes,
if you use the epidemiological model, then we would assume that fire trucks are the cause of fires, because every time there's a fire, there are fire trucks there. They're consistently there. We could also say that women who shower at least three times a week also have these heart troubles, because I'm sure that all of these women shower at least three times a week. So you have to be careful about these epidemiological studies.
But are you saying then that diet drinks?
No. What I am saying is that you should not need this study or a study like it to tell you that you should not be drinking chemicals and or even regular sugar-laden soda. But unfortunately, we need these kind of studies to make us even think about it. You shouldn't need this. But I am totally opposed to consuming diet sodas and regular sodas. However, at the same time, I don't necessarily think that this study shows a correlation. I mean, it shows causation. I think it may just show correlation. These women may also do other things. And let's not forget the last thing. This is in a postmenopausal group of women.
Right.
Okay, so let's talk about something that, you know how I like to connect dots.
Okay.
Okay, so we talked about recently that as we age, we develop fragmented sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that fragmented sleep causes the endoplasmic reticulum to malfunction, misfolding proteins. We know that these misfolded rogue proteins are implicated in the development of plaques in both Alzheimer's and Parkinson's disease. Okay? And who knows what else outside the brain that these misfolded proteins could be responsible for? Premature aging of organs, blah, 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 right? Okay.
Right.
Because these misfolded proteins are metabolic waste. That's what they are. Well, there's another culprit that affects endoplasmic reticulum stress, and that is hypoglycemia. Okay? Now just keep these two things, fragmented sleep, hypoglycemia. Fragmented sleep, hypoglycemia. Now let's talk about postmenopausal women.
Those are symptoms.
What do postmenopausal women go through? They have
flashes,
bad sleep. They
bad
wake
sleep.
Up, okay, the hot flashes and the anxiety attacks and the palpitations in the middle of the night are due to hypoglycemic episodes. And as a result of these episodes, they wake up frequently throughout the night, sometimes for months, and in many cases for years. And some women go through these problems for 10 years, right?
Right.
And is it any surprise that men develop Parkinson's disease at a higher rate than women until women go through menopause? Okay. So think about these connections. Like, look at all these little parallel things and connect them to the, I predict what we're going to find out in a decade is that the reason that women develop all these illnesses postmenopausal, including higher rates of heart attacks and so on that they don't experience premenopausal, has a lot to do with the fact that the hypoglycemic episodes and the fragmented sleep lead to the development of diseases. And in this case, we know the endoplasmic reticulum misfolds proteins that become metabolic debris, that get trapped in plaques, that cause diseases like Parkinson's disease and Alzheimer's disease.
And also add into the fact that there's no estrogen.
To reduce inflammation.
Reduce inflammation.
Right.
Brain, to protect their brains.
And their lack of estrogen makes them more obese, which includes inflammation. So when we start to pay attention to mitigating these effects, and I don't mean by giving a woman an antidepressant, an anxiolytic, an SSRI, a statin drug.
And that's what doctors do.
Because that allows a woman to live with these disease-causing effects. I'm talking about getting a woman to completely mitigate these issues by allowing them to manage blood sugar better, whether it be hormone replacement therapy or whatever, and sleep better, and women won't develop these diseases postmenopause.
I think I mentioned earlier in the show that I fasted for 23 hours yesterday. I did not have one hypoglycemic episode, and I also worked out during that time for a good hour and a half.
And I said to you that intermittent fasting and or a more ancestral meal timing may be a tool that women, as they're going through menopause, could help increase insulin sensitivity and manage these symptoms. It sounds counterintuitive because a doctor would say, no, you're hypoglycemic. You have to eat more frequently. I'm saying what they need to do is gently and slowly try to go for longer and longer periods without food, without developing symptoms, to get their body to respond by increasing insulin sensitivity so that they don't have these bouts of hypoglycemia in the middle of the night. And that's counterintuitive. People say, well, that's nonsense. They're hypoglycemic. They need to eat. No, they need to become more metabolically flexible, however they can do that.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, that's my theory. You heard it here first. What do we have?
Is it time for a break, or do you want to go into?
No. We can actually take a break, and then we'll come back and do listener questions and comments. That's the perfect timing. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. It's interesting what we consider a reason to get angry.
He's a military strategist on health.
Merck, the pharmaceutical company, killed 55,000 people with Vioxx. They knew that it had a problem, and they sold it to people anyway, and 55,000 plus people died taking Vioxx.
He's Carl Lenore.
Why isn't this current administration going, we need to go to White House Station, New Jersey, where the Merck headquarters is, and send the military in there? We need to bomb Merck, because they killed 55,000 Americans knowing that they were going to kill 55,000 Americans.
On Superhuman Radio.
Where is the outrage about
that? I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. AgeForce introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Taking vitamin D without taking the MK7 form of K2 can lead to unwanted tissue calcification. A growing body of evidence shows cardiovascular and bone benefits from taking vitamin D and K2 together. Getting MK7 from the diet is virtually impossible. Doctor-formulated Leaner Living's K2 plus D3 product is free of soybean oil and GMOs, blended into a potent olive oil base that is the dynamic duo of fat-soluble vitamins. Save 10% off when you use the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Leaner Living banner ad today.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
What the heck? Where's our bumper music? Okay, I guess it doesn't want to play. All right, so listen, we have listener comments and questions to talk about, lots of other good things. Let's start off with, did you see the message we got through the app from longtime listener Mark Domey?
No, he was referencing last week we were talking about the benefits of asparagus.
Yes, and you said that Papa, your grandfather, used to take you along the train tracks.
No, what I said was that he taught me that the asparagus grows wild around the train tracks. So I guess that reminded Mark. He says, "Hey, Carl and Elisa, was listening to Casual Friday, and you talked about asparagus growing near railroad tracks. My father worked for Santa Fe Railroad for 45 years in the Southwest. One of my early memories was him re-entering from work, returning from work trips to Colorado with bags and bags of wild asparagus he picked growing along the tracks. Your story brought back memories I haven't drawn on in years. All my best, Mark."
How do you like that?
That's interesting because I've seen it growing along railroad tracks. You can see the little spears
growing
up.
What do you think is unique about what railroad tracks that makes it grow?
What my grandfather told me, it has, I guess, all the railroad ties.
Uh-huh. The birds sit along those,
and they evidently eat the seeds. And when they sit there, the droppings drop.
So basically, those seeds have been gone through a bird's digestive system and then kind of find their way into the earth.
That's what he told me. I don't know if that's the truth or not.
What if they taste different as a result of that?
No, I've had
There's a coffee bean, right? You've heard of that coffee bean that someplace that they eat the wild cats eat the beans and then they poop them out so they're fermented through their digestive tract and they sell that like for $200 a pound?
I have heard that.
So that asparagus is probably more expensive because of the way it's planted.
No, you just go pick it yourself.
Yeah. Remember when I was talking about Forest Park the other day, last Casual Friday? I said,
yes.
I used to run like five miles a day. And so Tom Dietrich lived in the area. He says, "Hey, Carl, just listen to Friday's show, Remembering Forest Park and the Dome." That's right. The Dome was like a concert area there. We used to walk, run, or bicycle everywhere from Forbell Street. I know exactly where Forbell Street and City Line to work and Long's Ice Cream Parlor to White Castles or to work at New York Cycle Supply next to Lenny's Clam Bar in Howard Beach or to the Pizza City and the Big Bow Wow. I used to love Pizza City had the best fried calamata on Cross Bay Boulevard. Unbelievable. Sorry, just reminiscing. As a family, we walk a lot today by today's standards, but it's usually on our vacations. Always great shows. Thanks a lot, Tom Dietrich. And he grew up in the same neighborhood in City Line.
Isn't that nice that some of our stories can bring back memories for people?
Yeah, both of those, right?
Both of those, yes.
Okay, so this one comes from, first things first. Let me read this first. This comes from Dawn Blanken. Who really, I really want to harness her skills and get her to do some reporting for us. And I may have a project for her in a moment. So anyway, Dawn said, before becoming FDA commissioner, Margaret Hamburg sat on the board of directors for Henry Schein and Associates, the largest provider of healthcare products and services, including vaccines, pharmaceuticals, and emergency medical response supplies in the combined North American and European markets. In fact, they do dental products, don't they?
Yes.
You said they also do veterinarian products.
Veterinarian. Mm-hmm.
So she has a vested interest. She has connections to those industries, and she's sitting at the helm of the FDA today. What's wrong with that?
I wonder how she got that position.
Oh, please. Really? Okay. So I said I may have a project for Dawn, and here's where it comes together. Hold on a second. So Guyver 11 sent me a message through the app, which I appreciate this, Guyver. He said, no one is paying the government. We pay insurance agencies. Obamacare or the Affordable Care Act is only a website. So, Dawn Blanken, if you're listening, I can't believe that the American government has spent these millions of dollars to put a website together to gather people in one place so that they can join insurance companies without making some sort of commission or fee. So I want to be proven wrong here. Maybe I want to believe that the American government is not in the business of healthcare. Because if they're not, then we still have a chance with them being honest about what's killing people today. So Dawn Blanken, I want you to humiliate me on the air. Please tell me that this is true. Tell me that the American government makes zero money through the dissemination of healthcare policies as part of the Affordable Care Act, and that their website is just connecting people with the healthcare agencies, and they're making no money at all. And if anybody can do it, I have a funny feeling that Dawn can get to the bottom of that. So there you go.
Okay, so I have one here from Jason LeLoux. Jason says, have you read The Every Other Day Diet? That woman is all over the place. Don't use protein bars because they often have artificial sweeteners that can cause hunger. Few pages later, use sugar-free gum liberally to ease hunger. P.S. Lean pockets are a good way to make your calorie-restricted days easy. Good science, but with poor food choice recommendations. Yes. He says, I may have to rewrite this book.
Yes, and you're right. She was on the show, and she's nice enough, and her research is valid. But just like most of the mainstream medical orthodoxy, she goes right to the American dietetic standards for eating. And that's the unfortunate part.
Lean pockets, really?
I know. I learned that about her when she was on the show. Her research is good, but it's just like when we had Dr. Dominic D'Agostino on the other day, he talks about a pioneer in the ketogenic diet and cancer environment, Dr. Seifert. And Dr. Seifert said that eating ketogenic ad lib, meaning as much as you want, actually can enhance cancer growth. But when you look at the food that he was using, it's a medical grade food made through based on American dietetic standards with nothing but chemicals, artificial colors, artificial flavors, and known carcinogens. So is it that the by not restricting calories, but letting people eat as much as they want on a ketogenic diet really contribute to cancer? Probably not. If you're eating that artificial food that he's suggesting, probably so. So when you get when you see a lot of these doctors doing this kind of research, unfortunately, either by choice or by demand, they are adhering to the American Dietetic Association standards and feeding people crap. You know, grains are healthy for you. You know, oh, aspartame is okay. And maybe it is okay. But you know what? They use high fructose. When my sister was on a feeding tube and I looked at what they were feeding her, I thought to myself, my God, this is junk. High fructose corn syrup, soy protein. Really? This is what you're giving to a dying person? This makes healthy people sick. So I would say that when you look at her book, look at the paradigm of using the every other day fasting, but eat the kind of stuff we talk about on this show.
Mm-hmm.
That's the difference. This one comes from Matt Bailey. He says, hey, Carl, thanks for your show and all you do. You had talked about a deal to get 7 bottles of Aura MD. I don't see it on your site. Yeah, that show launched before the banner was up. The banner is up there now. Just thought I'd check with you. As Trusted Health Products emailed me saying the buy one, get one free is ending tonight on the extra strength. Also, what happened to XF Muscle Ultra Peptide 2.0? I tried ordering a few weeks ago and saw they are no longer a sponsor and their website store is empty. I don't know. Okay, first of all, the banner ad is there. You can order the Aura MD in a 7-pack and save $90. And as far as XF Muscle goes, Dave at XF Muscle is a wonderful guy, but that's not his primary business. Producing protein powder is a secondary business to him. I have a feeling that his primary business just got real busy. That's all I can say. I can email him and find out, and I'm happy to do that. And I will do that, and I'll report back. Do we have anything else?
I have nothing.
You have nothing?
I have nothing.
Oh, you have everything. What are you talking about? All right, well, listen, it's been another great week here at the helm of the Superhuman Nation. We've got lots of great shows planned for next week. You're not going to want to miss one of them. I want to thank everybody for listening.
Happy Easter, everyone.
Happy Easter, everybody. Eat a bunny rabbit. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
He's keeping tabs on government health agencies.
It's called the Environmental Protection Agency.
Carl Lenore.
Where is the protection? Where is the protection?
Superhuman Radio.
4, 3, 2, 1.